The bluegrass standard goes like this.
The Appalachian region of the United States is considered by many to be the birthplace of American country music. And you can be sure, at the Appalachian part of the festival, visitors hear a lot of music, including bluegrass. Larry McPeak is with the group The VW Boys.
Well, tonight I'm alone without you, my dear.
I guess the Irish and the Scots, when they came to this region, brought their music with them, their fiddle tunes and everything associated with that. And it just has progressed over the years that it's kind of a culture now in the Appalachian mountains and regions to play this type of music. It goes back hundreds and hundreds of years to when the Scots first came over, and it just evolved from that.
While you're bound to hear a lot of bluegrass music from the VW Boys and other groups, don't mistake it with old-time Appalachian music, whatever you do.
First of all, if you could, why don't you tell me some of the roots of bluegrass music?
No. You done went tilt there. This is not bluegrass. Bluegrass, same age I am. I was born in 1946.
Dwight Diller is a practitioner of what's called old-time Appalachian music, and it predates bluegrass by about a century.
And the other thing is bluegrass is a stage music. It was born on the stage. That's where it belongs. It's not a home and hearth music, where this is home and hearth, and it doesn't really fit sitting here playing in front of people like this. People try to make it into a show music, but it's not that.
In addition to the Irish and Scot influence, African Americans have had an impact on shaping the sound of the music as well. That includes everything from the blues to the songs of the Appalachian rail workers. Charles W. White is manager of the Buckingham Lining Bar Gang, a group from Virginia that's demonstrating railroad work at the festival. He says that because of their songs, the rail workers would know when, where, and how to construct the railroad lines. The person who had to keep all of the men working together had the title of caller.
So he would call out, he would sing out this cadence, two or three line ditty, and these men would respond to it. And on taps that they would get together on, they would know when every man had to heave on that bar.
When I was growing up on the reservation, I was used to finding tourists everywhere.
Native Americans have also had a large impact on Appalachian culture. Lloyd Arneach is of Cherokee descent and grew up in Cherokee, North Carolina. Most of his stories have been passed down through several generations, although a few are from his own experiences.
And I saw this naked lady sunning herself in this large boulder by the path. And I just stopped dead, and she was laying on her stomach. She suddenly became aware of me. She raised her head up and just glared at me, and I just turned around and walked back down the path. Not a word was spoken. But I still smile when I think about that day, because she was a truly beautiful lady. She was probably the best-looking eastern diamondback rattlesnake I have ever seen.
One more time. Open the beer can, all right? Because once you take that beer can and you stick it up inside the chicken...
Festival goers can also taste the regional cooking of Appalachia. Chef and agricultural entrepreneur Harvey Christie used a makeshift kitchen on stage to cook some of his mountain favorites. Over the years, he's prepared many unique dishes, including bear and possum. He even has a recipe from Appalachia called beer can chicken.
So what you're going to do is put the beer can up inside the chicken, right? You got all that salsa.
Mr. Christie hopes that people enjoy and appreciate Appalachia and its unique and sometimes misunderstood culture.
The Appalachia I grew up in and the Appalachia today has changed in a lot of ways for the good and a lot of ways for the bad. People love to come to the country because there's trees and there's cows and there's streams and there's beautiful mountainsides. And then they love it so much they want to buy some of it. So they buy some of it and they put it in a house. And then their friends that they told in the city, they come build a house. And soon there's no big open fields left. You know, the farmers are finding it simpler to sell an acre of land for $20,000. Than to spend the next 10 years trying to make $20,000 off of that piece of land. And that's something that we need to change.
Mr. Christie says whether or not visitors are familiar with Appalachia's struggle to maintain its identity, he hopes they leave with a greater appreciation of the culture. By the way, Dave, I can honestly tell you that he has the best possum recipe I've ever seen. I mean, never tried.